Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing. Always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true transparency pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Coach, how are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
We are doing well. How are OTAs going?
They're going really well. We're getting through them. We're about halfway through right now, and I think they're going pretty well.
How challenging is this transition from a staff perspective in terms of getting to know players, what you have at your disposal talent-wise?
Well, it's a little bit of a challenge, obviously, when you're starting new. But the other part of the challenge, people don't realize we're kind of a new staff all put together, too. It's not like an established staff with new players. Not like you brought Mike brought a whole staff with him from someplace else. We're all kind of getting to know each other, too, and what our strong points and weak points are, along with the players. So it's kind of the whole process, everybody getting to know everybody.
Coach, I thought it was interesting earlier today when you talked about not watching a ton of film on your guys from last year. Is that more of just give them a clean slate? Is it more of, hey, I want to form my own opinion when I see them in person? What's the thought process behind that?
Yeah, well, I did watch some film, but what I really watched was I just kind of watched some film of the scheme that they ran on defense so that I could say, okay, this is something, if we put something in, I saw you guys do that last year. This is what that's like, to kind of help them in the teaching process. But in terms of really watching personnel and what they did, obviously I know an awful lot about these guys and the reputations that a lot of them have. But also I don't really want to be swayed sometimes by somebody else's opinion of a player. Man, I've been doing this for really a long time, and I'd really like to kind of formulate my own opinion one way or the other. Just because somebody else, he didn't fit in that system, doesn't mean he can't fit in ours. So I'd really kind of like to form my own opinion when it comes to personnel and kind of how they fit your system.
Titans defense coordinator Dean Pease with us on 3HL. Coach, how different is your scheme from Dick LeBeau's?
There's always similarities. Probably in every scheme, there's similarities, and then there's differences. And usually the biggest difference, in all honesty, is verbiage.
Right.
A lot of times, you may do exactly something the same way they did it, and one person calls it this, and another person calls it this, and it's all the way down the line. Even when you're talking in terms of personnel, some people use numbers, some people term personnel by colors, some have names. It's all those things that guys just got to get used to. Okay, this is what that is, and it's probably more verbiage than it really is anything else.
I know somebody asked you this earlier. I was out when you spoke to the media before practice, and they asked you, have you talked to Coach LeBeau? And I love your answer because you said, you know, no, I haven't been able to, but my gosh, I would love to know that guy. You know, we all just are in awe of Coach LeBeau, and it was interesting hearing you say, you know, your admiration for him as well.
Oh, absolutely. I don't know how anybody could be an NFL coach or any coach at any level and not think Dick LeBeau is one of the best that's ever been. I mean, I have no problem. You know, I'm hired to do a job. And this is a funny business, and people come, people go. And it doesn't really matter what the reason is. I still have a lot of admiration for him. Hey, the proof is in his tenure. I mean, how are you going to say he's one of the most successful defensive coordinators that there's ever been in the NFL? And I hope that someday somebody says that about me.
It's funny, Coach, you mentioned people coming and going. You went and retired, but you told the story, and I've heard you tell it before. Your family kind of said, hey, but this is our identity too. We need you to go back.
Well, yeah, they didn't really tell me to go back, but I had the feeling my wife thought about 4 days was probably about enough for me being out. So, but the point was is that I when you do something, sometimes you do it for what you think is the right reason, part of it too, a little bit. And I've never really kind of shared this with anybody, but I lost a really, really good friend on the coaching staff at Baltimore 2 years ago. And he was going to retire at the end of the 2017 season. and he passed away, and he was one of our coaches. And he and I were extremely, extremely close, and he was actually a year or two younger than me. And so that affected me a little bit. And then, but the more that I thought about that, the more that I thought, you know, just because somebody else, that happened to somebody else, I can't live my life that way either. I got to do what I want, you know, feel like I need to do. I have a passion for the sport. I still have a lot of passion for it. Doesn't really, really matter how old I am, how many years I've done it. If I still have the drive to do it, then I should keep doing it, and I do.
Team Peace, Titans defense coordinator with us, talking about passion for the sport. I keep seeing all this B-roll on television of Mike Vrabel out there running drills with players. I mean,
breaking up fights.
Talk about
in the
passion
of it. Yeah.
I don't think I saw the first day when we were out there in OTAs, and I saw him with the daggone chest protector on, and those guys over there. And I go, it's got to be the only head coach in the NFL that is out there getting beat up by players and loving it. And, you know, but I'm not surprised. I mean, having coached him at New England, I'm not the least bit shocked. He's a hands-on guy. That's the way he does business. But I can guarantee you there aren't many head coaches around the league doing that.
Do you see some of those qualities that he had as a player and some of these current Titan guys on the team now?
Oh, I sure do. Sure do. You know, here's the thing is that you know the quality that he had as a player and that he's going to have as a coach, and that's just him as a man. He's going to want to surround himself with that same type of person, whether it be a coaching staff or whether it's players. So obviously you're going to see the same kind of people on our team and players on our team that are going to be same personality as Mike. I mean, hardworking, great work ethic, tough, smart, and giving great effort. And those are the things that we, you know, he's going to demand out of the football team. It's what he demanded out of himself. That's what he's going to demand out of the coaching staff. And that's what we're going to have.
Judging by your comments, Kevin Byard, one of those guys, which we love him on this show. He's always super honest when he comes in. But what is it that you've seen so far that really makes him special?
You know, I always talk about the terms of a guy being truly a professional. You know, just because you get a paycheck doesn't really mean you're professional. You know, that could just mean you're getting a paycheck. Guys that are professional are guys that work at their job no matter what that craft is, whether it be football or anything, and take a tremendous amount of pride in their work ethic and how they approach the game. That's what I see in Kevin. And I see in a lot of our players, not only Kevin, but a lot of our guys. They're the guys that are taking, not just leaving here when we're done with the day and going home, and that's the end of football. They're studying their playbook, and they're getting in their playbook. I can tell by the questions they may ask the next day that they've been at home and they've been studying and looking at it. That's a sign of a good pro. Any great players that I've been around or been fortunate enough to be around, those are guys that this is their profession, and they work at it. It's just not, you know, hey, 9 to 5, and I'm going to let it go. I'm going to work at it continuously to be the best that I can be, and that's Kevin.
Coach, in the OTAs that have been open to media, a lot of talk about, at least the media, not seeing Kevin Dodd on the field in these voluntary OTAs. What's the story there? And I kind of go back to you talking about just because a player didn't fit in maybe the last system, he could possibly fit in this system. Is that the case, too, with a Kevin Dodd?
Well, with Kevin, I don't really, be honest with you, I can't really tell you because they are voluntary. These are voluntary workouts. They are, you know, they don't have to be here. So I can't really tell you what the reason is or really very much about it. That would be something Coach Brable or John Robinson would have to talk to you about. Maybe they know more about it. Mm-hmm. All I do is I go out there every day, and whoever's on the field, that's who I coach. If they're not here, then I can't coach them. So, I don't know. It could be – I have no idea what the reasons are, but it's voluntary. He doesn't have to be here, and That's the way it is.
Well, let me ask you this, though. It's a new scheme, new verbiage, as you said earlier. How far behind will he be?
Well, it doesn't help. Let's put it that way. It's certainly not going to help. He's going to have to catch up in a hurry when he does get it. But, you know, I can't tell you whether that's going to be fast or whether it's not going to be fast. All I know is when we get ready to play, we will play the guys that know the system and know how to play it and can play hard.
And you mentioned earlier you'd put about a third of the defense in. I was the guy that asked you that. And you said, we put about a third in. But before we finish with OTAs, they're going to see everything we've got.
They are. It may not be much. I mean, we may not get to practice it a lot. You know, you just don't have enough time to get everything in, but we do so much in terms of whether it be pressures or coverage or whatever. Most people do, but we do a lot. We are very, very multiple defense. And what I want to at least do is at least touch on it so that when we come back to training camp and you have a little bit more time, they can have some recall of looking at it on film. I can show them film from when I did it in Baltimore, or even if I did it one play, or even if we didn't even do it at all, but I just talked about it, they can go, oh, yeah, I remember when you talked about that. This is how we do that, and then we can go out and do it. So, you know, our game plan changes so much. So I just want them to hear as much of it as they possibly can before they leave for the summer.
Coach, before we let you go real quick, have you had a chance at all to get out and enjoy Nashville?
Yeah.
A little.
You're kind of busy, huh?
Very little. Between house shopping, which we finally bought a house, and
congrats.
I'm very happy about that. A little more house than we actually needed, since all of our kids are grown, but we have so much.
It always works that way.
It sounds like to me, though, I have a big family. I got 6 kids and 13 grandkids, and we have a lot of people that come to the games. And now that we're in Nashville, we're getting an awful lot more requests for tickets than what I remember getting in Baltimore or New England.
Oh, I love it.
Awesome stuff, Coach.
Well, Coach Pease, we appreciate your visit here on 3HL. I look forward to getting to know you better.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you having me on. Thank you very much.
Thanks.